starting off with today?
Well, I think I'm going to kick it off nice and strong with Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone.
Oh, no.
Kick it off nice and strong.
That's a tough song
to
sing. Anything by Kelly Clarkson is hard to sing.
If you've got the pipes on me, you're okay.
Yeah, you forget. Huh? This is the same girl that brought you hits like Open Arms.
So now I come to you.
There you go.
Is that what the pipes on you sound like?
Yeah, that's right.
You should listen to my vocals. I'll be good to go.
If you got the pipes on me, I tell you what.
Shut up.
I'll break it off something proper.
Let's listen to some. Let's listen to some other examples of her pipes.
That really helped my voice.
That's
it healed
right.
my voice.
You had speech therapy.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, Mikey.
Go ahead.
Hearing what everybody's opening number is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any ones in particular make you nervous?
Who do I think is going to really put out a strong performance?
Yeah.
You know, dude, I'm going to be really honest with you. I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Our defending champion, probably, Sean.
Weak. Mm.
The guy is our defending champion. Hey, look at that.
What?
Mm-mm.
Gina just came in bringing a bunch of Red Bull.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Gina. You're
How
sweet.
How about that? Gina, you got to connect with those Red Bull people or what?
Oh, yeah. You got your sugar-free right here.
Sweet.
You want it in the cooler?
Yeah. But we can't. I don't know about these guys. I ain't going to start drinking that stuff for about 12 hours.
Hopefully not.
I will not start with that Red Bull. In fact, I'm really going to try to wait until like 3 a.m. because that's when I start just crashing.
This is my hard time right now.
Are you doing okay, though?
I'm okay. I mean, but I can kind of
feel it starting to creep in there.
I'm like, damn it. Hang in there.
See, I'm having an issue with just the sitting. My butt is starting to hurt.
Yeah.
I was getting up doing calisthenics.
I took off those headphones and I feel better.
Hey, stop
That's
with the leg kick.
Really gross.
Just stop it.
Let him do it.
You are creepy.
That is gross, dude.
Creepy.
Especially because we know you don't have any underwear on.
Oh, shut up.
Sean, you're breathing his under air.
His under junk air.
Nice under junk air, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
Mikey show.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I need you to say booger a few more times, bro. That's too funny.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for him to come back. He's not in the room. Yeah,
okay.
Nobody call in with that. Just let it come out.
It's only when Mikey says it anyway.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting emails from Aaron, who also goes by P1 Tori.
Uh-oh.
She says, you can be so mean, because I told her to call in. She said, you could be so mean. No thanks. It would break my heart because I love you guys so much.
What? How are we being mean?
Oh, it's, you know, the whole thing of the emails back.
But I mean, that's not being mean. That's honest questions that you have. That's not mean.
You're my bestest friends in the whole world. I thought you guys could talk about the song that I asked you to.
Thanks.
If only you knew what happened to me, you'd be nicer. Oh, please. Don't talk to me about stuff happening to you. Talk to Boston Rob for 5 minutes, okay? Then we can talk, okay? Boston Rob's had the worst year of anybody I've known. Rob, does it piss you off when people start going, oh, things are so bad for me?
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd punch him in the face.
If they directed at me, I'd usually tell them you wouldn't make it 15 steps in my shoes.
Exactly.
But, I mean, no, because to each their own, you know? Their own problems seem... Everyone's own problems seem big to them, you know? It's what is encompassed in your world.
Just look at your hair.
Yeah, I mean, I got problems up the wazoo you wouldn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about your wazoo.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. That's one of the problems.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. It's inflamed.
Okay, you guys, come on.
I'm on some penicillin for that.
Gross. So gross.
I could show you.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Boop up the old wazoo.
All right. Enough with the
I can't wait to hey, Boston let me public restroom.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you one thing. Every time I go to the proctologist, I gotta take care of the wazoo.
So strange.
Bumps all over the wazoo.
Yeah.
You know, bleeding wazoo.
All right, all right.
Hey.
I gotta tell him, careful with a wazoo.
Ooh, it hurts.
Okay.
Ow, my wazoo.
We got it.
My wazoo already.
I warm that up before you shove it in.
Hey, you been to the San Diego wazoo? Mikey show, hello.
Hey, guys, can you play later on Bobby Kernels and Mr. Turkey again? I literally ran my TikTok off the road. So hard.
Yes, we will.
Aww.
Thank you. Mikey show.
Hey, is Mikey there?
Yeah, dude, you're on the... Yeah, I am and I will be.
Yeah, no doubt.
For the next 17 hours.
Hey, I have a pretty important question for you.
Go ahead.
I know you like Van Halen. Do you like Sammy or Dave better?
I like Sammy better.
You do?
Yeah, nobody ever hears that. Nobody ever says that.
I
love the Dave stuff. I love the David Lee Roth stuff. Just when I was in high school, 5150 came out.
Okay.
And it was more of my time.
Yeah, me too. Now, I just hate those jackasses that say that Dave's a better singer than Sammy.
You know what? You know which version I like better? The version with Eddie Van Halen playing guitar. And anybody ever asks you that, that's what you say. Which do you like better, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar? Just tell them.
I considered singing Runaround.
Really?
For a half, because I was singing into my car. I'm like, damn, that sounds good. But then I realized, no, it doesn't, Eddie.
Yeah, probably not so much.
Yeah, people ask you that, by the way?
What?
Which do you like better, the Dave or the Sammy?
All the time.
It's like asking stuff, the same kind of questions like about Star Wars.
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, Han gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
Mm. Some of the worst acting in the history of filmmaking.
Han.
Mm-hmm.
It's Han. Okay.
Oh, well. Sorry to offend you.
That was from the movie Clerks.
All right. You've got a great point, Eddie.
From the movie Clerks, it was some of the worst acting ever put down on a movie, but it was some of the funniest stuff ever. Watch that movie for the first time on videotape. When it was done, I rewound it and watched it again. Peter Jackson says that he did the same exact thing with a couple of horror movies. We just finished with all the horror stuff. Talking about horror stuff for a long time. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, have you guys been counting how many times Ashley has to pee?
What is she up to?
Like nothing, practically.
I think that was her fourth.
It's like barely gone.
Mm.
You know what? I think we're going to make a new rule.
What?
A rule?
Make a new rule.
What's the rule?
Let's make a new rule. It's 1:30 right now. How about for the next hour? From 1:30 to 2:30. The only way that anybody can
What? Because I got to really pee.
All right. Yeah, then listen
Oh,
up.
No.
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
I like where you're going with it.
Just about to run out.
Oh, I was too.
Nope.
What is this? What is this new rule?
In order for anybody to have to leave the studio to go to the restroom or to go get some fresh air, you have to answer a trivia question correctly.
Oh,
what?
This is weak. What did you come up with?
What kind of trivia question? Because I'm not very good at trivia.
Oh, you're very good at trivia?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not very good at trivia.
Depends on the type.
I don't know why that shocks me.
You're being sarcastic.
A little bit, a little bit. But yeah, you got to answer a trivia question if you want to go to the bathroom. You guys all right with that?
Yeah, can I take one? Can I try this out?
Yeah, you need to go?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, I'll give you a trivia question.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't want to look stupid, but I'm gonna. Okay.
Name all the cursed numbers on Lost.
Oh.
Come on, Sky.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Yep.
Oh, I'm rad.
See ya.
You can go to the bathroom.
Later, I'm going to Tinkletown.
If you need to forward my mail, I'll be in Tinkletown.
In care of me.
Okay. Where is my audio stuff? I haven't done any audio today.
Hang on, we got more people calling in.
Oh, do we?
Yep.
I mean, look at my schedule.
This isn't on the schedule.
Really?
Yep.
I'll just take it when it's ready, then.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good stuff, too. I can't wait to get to some of this. A little bit later, I'm going to talk about this flu thing. President Bush unleashed his plan to fight the bird flu, the avian flu, the flu in general.
You better believe I did.
You got a big plan, huh?
Yes.
Can I see who's on the hotline?
Yeah, with WOV.
P-O-D.
From P.O.D.
WOV?
WOV.
WOV?
WOV.
There you go. Is this WOV?
Yeah, this is WOV.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
Good, bro.
Nice.
WOV from P.O.D. You guys are from what part of San Diego?
We are from South San Diego, which would be like San Ysidro, Chula Vista area.
How did you guys all meet?
Born and raised. Sonny, the singer, he's my cousin, man. We grew up together our whole lives. Our mothers had us real young, 14, 15, so we ended up living together our whole lives. And I met Marcos, our guitar player, through a friend in high school. And that's when we started the band, man. We started the band almost 15 years ago.
And what are you in the band?
I'm the drummer.
The drummer.
Yeah.
The drummers always get the girls.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Is it true that you guys are a Christian band?
It is true that we are Christians, yes.
That is cool, man.
Yes.
That is very, very cool. Where do you go to, do you say ever where you go to church, or do you kind of keep that on the DL?
You know what, man? We've been on the road for so long, you know what I mean? It's hard for us to lock down on certain places. It's kind of like, you know, whenever we get a chance to step in, that's what we do.
I go to a church called The Rock. And
oh, yeah, Miles McPherson.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, I know that guy. Love that guy.
Yeah, Miles is great.
Yeah, we used to play their events in the 90s, man, the big things they used to have at the sports arena, which was cool.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Very cool.
What is the song that you like drumming on the most?
The songs that I like playing the drums to more of our heavier stuff, more like probably like our older stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lot of stuff people don't really know. I mean, when people see us live, man, we play a lot heavier, and they're like, oh, they know us from Alive and Youth of the Nation and those kind of songs, but I like playing like the more punk stuff, the more heavier stuff that we do.
For those people who have either been in a coma or are just crawling out from under a rock, POD is known for this song as well. That's so cool that he throws out the SD thing right there.
Yeah, we're born it, dude. We're San Diego natives, man.
Represent.
Born and raised.
That's very cool, man.
Yep.
And when you are traveling and touring, do you get a lot of people showing San Diego love all over the world?
Dude, you know what? It's amazing how much San Diego love we get just for the fact that we represent it so well,
uh-huh.
So hard. And that's kind of like, that's just a prideful thing for us because, I mean, dude, you can't hate this city. This is the best city in the world.
That is the truth.
We let everybody know it too. You know what I mean?
And
we're proud. That's what makes up our band. That's what makes up our style.
So when are you guys going to be playing here? It says Soma November 15th.
Yes.
POD, Stained, and yes. Taproot. What a show!
Yeah, that's gonna be fun, man. That's gonna be real fun.
Tickets on sale for that show. Tickets are still on sale for that show.
Huh?
How do you kind of keep a balance between your Christian faith and a lot of the things that could happen potentially on the road, a lot of the girls, a lot of the alcohol, a lot of the drugs and that kind of stuff?
You know, man, I think a lot of it just is just keeping it real with who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you can't really fake yourself out. I mean, there's times where it gets hard, you know what I mean? But you got that little voice inside that's telling you to be, you know what I mean, to hold it down. And you know, we got a lot of family that comes on the road with us, and we got a lot of people we try to surround ourselves, you know what I mean, with that keep us in line and slap us when we get out of line and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we're human, man. We have fun. We have a good time. It's rock and roll. But
the little voice,
same time, we don't really take it too serious, you know?
The little voice is called the Holy Spirit, dude. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so cool. So you're going to be in San Diego, and then where do you go?
San Diego, and then I think we head over to, you know what, dude, to tell you the truth, I haven't even looked at the tour schedule.
I can only imagine, seriously, how confusing it gets because you're going to so many cities, man.
Right, right.
It's just a trip.
Yeah, sometimes I get a headache thinking about it. My wife, she like, she gives me the schedule, and I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, sweet, let's do it.
I always ask this of people that are San Diego natives that, you know, have made it big and are doing other things and they're traveling a lot. What is it that you miss? Like, we talked to Jimmy Johnson a while back, who's a race car driver from El Cajon, and I'll ask you the same thing. When you are gone for a long period of time from San Diego, what is that San Diego thing you can't wait to come back and get your hands on?
There's many a thing, but the one thing that comes to mind is probably, like, you know, obviously my family, but the carne asada, dude.
Yeah, dude. You know what I was thinking? When, if anybody had asked me that, I'd say Alberto's carne asada.
Dude, we don't get down with no Tex-Mex.
Right.
Nothing past Oceanside, dude. Even L.A., it's tough to find good Mexican food. Like,
it's, it seriously is, man. It's here. It's this San Diego's where the best Mexican
Tex-Mex
food.
Tex-Mex is ass.
Yeah, no way.
Whack.
No way I would do that. P1, Brad is on the line. Brad, what'd you want to ask?
A long time ago, I used to run sound for you guys, and you guys was with Rescue Records.
Uh-huh.
I used to volunteer. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I was wondering, you guys used to work so well. You know, Sonny was with a band, writing some of your music and stuff. And I heard rumors that the reason that Sonny is no longer with the band is because he felt that you guys weren't falling down the Christian path as much as he wanted the band to go down. And so you guys, I guess, together decide, well, this just isn't right for, you know, for him, that he wanted to go his own separate way, and you guys got a new singer. Is that correct?
No, Sonny's still with the band, man.
I heard Sonny's no longer with the band. You have a different singer.
No. That's my cousin Sonny. He's a singer. He's always been in the band.
So he's still the singer then, okay.
Yeah.
But didn't you guys lose a band member like a year or so ago? Like somebody changed out?
Yeah, we lost our guitar player, Marcos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
We lost him. It's been 3 years.
And somebody has a question about that. P1 Dozer, are you there?
Yes, I am. What's up, Mikey?
What's going on, dude?
What's up, One Time Wolvie?
How you doing? One Time Wolvie. Hey, somebody knows me real well.
Hey, first time I ever saw you guys was under the Oceanside Pier with NIV and some other reggae band.
Nice. And I remember that.
Yeah, it's old school. And I've been a fan, like, ever since.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. That was a good show, man. Those were good days.
Yes, it was. And I was just wondering, how is it playing with a new guitarist that comes from a much heavier, much faster type band like Living Sacrifice playing with him?
It's cool, man. I mean, dude, we've known Jason Truby for many years. We used to tour in the early 90s with his band, like in 93, 94, and we developed a relationship with him. And we always, even when we had Marcos in the band, we had talked about adding like a fifth member, and if he was going to be it even back then, you know what I'm saying? So we had that kind of connection with him many years ago. And so, you know, unfortunately, when we, you know, split ways with Marcos, you know, he was the obvious choice for us to go to. And so it made it a lot more comfortable for us. And I don't think there was anybody else that could... they can take that place, or that we feel comfortable, we probably just end up just quitting, you know what I mean? Because it really don't mean that much to us, man. I mean, as long as we're having fun and doing our thing, that's cool. But if it gets too serious, dude, then we're all just like, forget it, man.
We're talking to Wub from POD, and let me let you know, since you don't have a schedule in front of you, you are going to begin November 11th at San Jose.
Okay, yeah.
At the San Jose Civic Auditorium. Then it is off to San Bernardino.
All right.
Bakersfield. SD.
SDZs.
Tucson. Mesa. Jacksonville, Florida. Whoa. You go from Jacksonville, Florida, and the next day, you play in Denver, Colorado.
You know what's funny, man, is you just laid down the schedule right before I called you. My manager said, actually, after San Diego, you guys are shooting a video. So we'll be shooting a video in between San Diego and somewhere else.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
I knew that much.
Right on. It says you're also going to Amarillo, you're going to Dallas,
mm-hmm.
San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Houston, Wichita, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Memphis, Atlanta, back to Florida, South Carolina, Baltimore, Maryland,
right.
Atlantic City, New Jersey, New York.
That one's going to be fun because we're playing a casino, the Borgata.
Oh, no kidding.
I remember that one. I went there with Shockey from the Giants, man. It's a dope spot.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right. You're playing the Borgata Event Center. That place is supposed to be gigantic.
Yeah, it's like the Bellagio, man. I've been there a few times. I like to play the cards, man. So when I'm anywhere close, I go hit it up.
Oh, that's awesome. Roseland Ballroom, New York City, and you will wrap things up in Elmira at the First Arena.
Yeah, I'm scared of the Roseland, man. Last time we were there, it was a bomb threat.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, dude.
Holy cow.
Actually, they found somebody with dynamite in their pocket when they were coming through the line.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was fun, right?
Yeah. Hey, we got some more people calling. Want to say hello?
All right.
P1, let's see, what line do I go to? P1 Hustle is on the line. You there?
Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead.
What's up, Wolf?
How you doing, man?
Hey, mad love the way you represent SD like that.
Oh, I appreciate that, homie.
Whatever happened with DJ Circa, dog?
Who?
DJ Circa.
Who's DJ Circa?
Oh, DJ Circa, man. You know what? I lost contact with that homeboy, man.
Yeah, that's my dog right there.
Yeah, he was real cool. I don't know. I mean, he did the Rock the Party video with us, and we had him do some stuff on some other work we did. But after that, man, we just kind of lost touch, man. I see his brother every once in a while. That dude's huge.
Taz? Yeah, Taz getting big.
There you go. All right,
I would never mess with that cat. Word.
Thank you, Hustle.
All right, dog.
All right, well, listen, we know you're busy. We're going to let you go. Thank you for representing San Diego the way that you do. We love your music, man.
Hey, thanks for having a great show, man. I listen to you guys every morning, man.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, dude, God bless you, too, all right, man?
Yeah, take it easy, man.
All right, bro.
Thanks.
We'll see you. Those guys are Christian guys, man.
He totally does listen. He's like, yeah, yesterday I was listening. How's the 28-hour show going?
That's awesome.
How cool. Totally rad.
That's very cool. I kind of want to do some of this. It's a lot of interesting stories. Oprah Winfrey apparently was talking to guys about all kinds of weird stuff. Why do men watch porn?
And wasn't like Leno on the show or something?
Was Jay Leno on with her or what?
I think Leno was on Oprah's show. Weird, huh?
Cut 9.
I was wondering, why do men like to watch porn?
70% of men between the ages of 18 and 34 say...
Between 2 and 100.
Yeah, they view porn websites at least once a month. And you guys were saying
once a day, once an hour.
I think men are visual creatures.
Absolutely.
I think if you take... Like, women can read like a Harlequin novel and be excited by the words and what's happening in the book. Men tend to need visual stimulus, I think. I think women are more affected by poetry, for example, than men are.
Yeah.
I think it's the equivalent of you guys thinking we're George Clooney in bed. You know, imagining that. Don't women do that more than men? Men need that visual picture. I think women imagine, you know, I'm with Brad Pitt, I'm with whoever. And I think that's just how we sort of get variety. I don't think daily's a problem, but I think all day.
Yeah,
all day.
You don't think daily. You just ignore them.
Yeah, I think the main problem with pornography is it's right there at your house all the time. It's like having an adult bookstore in your house.
How would Mavis feel if you were looking at porn every day?
I think she would be fine.
Well, listen, I got a new laptop computer. I had to get my bros back on my thing because I looked at it.
Oh, really? Because you knew nobody was paying attention?
Yep.
Because you have that thing on your old laptop.
There's a website called www.xxxchurch.com, 3xschurch.com. And even as a Christian, I fall victim to being a man and victim of, you know, kind of giving into the flesh at times. And I struggle with it. And I know that a lot of guys struggle with that stuff, man. I mean, some guys, they don't care. It's like, it's cool. That's what they want to do. But I'm trying to live my life for Christ. And it's tough sometimes, man, because it's just like they said there. It's like having an adult bookstore in your house. And men are visual. That is true. Men are visual. But for me personally, that doesn't make it right. And so... I had to go back to that website. They've got this stuff called accountability software. XXX Church is the largest Christian porn website there is.
That's an oxymoron.
I know.
Christian porn.
Yeah, and what website. They do is they set it up to look like a real porn site.
Really?
It kind of looks like a porn site. But when you click around it, you'll start realizing all these dudes are about God. And so you got this stuff called accountability software. And what it is I put email addresses on there. And if I'm looking at the wrong websites, it shoots an email to those people. And I'm embarrassed by it and I don't go to them. Because I don't want it to be known what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Being accountable is like, that keeps people straight, man. I mean, if you have to be accountable to something, it will keep people straight. No doubt about it. XXXChurch.com if you're doing that stuff and you want to stop. I guess cut 8 is the same thing as cut 9, right?
Yeah, I think 8 was just a shorter version, I think.
And is cut 1 kind of the same thing, too?
Yeah.
Same thing.
The re-edit, yeah.
You guys want to hear, a little clip from the movie Jarhead?
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about that earlier. Cut 5.
I love it out here. This is what I want. Because I count for something. Back home, I'd be working some nowhere job. Nobody even know I was alive. We burn the fat off our souls. Hemingway, he said that.
There you go.
Are you guys going to go see that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like really good. I'm normally not into these war combat movies, but that like looks done like it's done really well.
Rebecca said the same thing. My wife said the same thing.
Yeah.
I think there's just one quick clip in there of the guys with a woman back home that got her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She saw that little scene and something about that, I think, that got her. And she was like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I want to see it. Chris Cornell of Audioslave. Sky, did you watch the video of them in Cuba?
No, I haven't got to see it yet.
The DVD?
Mm-mm.
I haven't watched it either. I got a copy for myself, but I haven't watched it yet. Chris Cornell, I'm playing songs live before recording. Cut 10.
I'm so excited about the new songs that we've been playing and been able to play in front of thousands of people. And it's the first time in a long time that I've been in a situation where we can actually play new material in front of a lot of people before it's even recorded. The idea really is to never get too far away from playing a show and never get too far away from writing a song and recording it for a record.
Hmm. We met him. Sky. Thought he was a pretty cool dude, huh?
Oh, he was way cool. He was a lot, like, thinner and taller than I thought he'd be. That's what I remember about meeting him.
Yeah. Tall, very thin. And Ashley would have really liked him a lot.
Oh, definitely. Right up
She likes
alley.
The tall, thin kind.
Slurp that up.
All right.
Oh, girl.
What?
Really gross.
I...
a lot of people wonder, why are you guys doing this today? What is the idea behind staying on the air for 28 straight hours with no music and no commercials? The reason that we do it is to expose new people who wouldn't normally be listening at this time of day to the Mikey Show. We want to give you little examples of what we do on the Mikey Show from 6 to 10 on a Monday through Friday. This is an example of something we do. It's called Tough Love with Eddie.
You don't need to stretch out.
I like to limber up.
Well, it's not necessary.
Well,
it's not required.
Sky, you don't realize that helping people really takes a lot out of you physically.
I'm sure.
And this segment is called Tough Love with Eddie, and people write in.
You want to pull a groin?
He's doing a groin stretch right there.
All right. That's great.
People write in and they ask for advice, and we have Eddie give out the advice because I've known Eddie for a long time, and one thing that I know about Eddie is that he shoots from the hip and he doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He tells you what you need to hear. And that's why we call it tough love.
No placation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Maybe sometimes it may hurt to hear, but that's why it's called tough love. That's why.
You're the type of person... that kind of slowly takes the Band-Aid off. Well, I'm not. I rip it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with it. Just give it. Ah,
that's right.
Well, that's hurtful when you do it that way.
But you know what? It's quick and it's easier in the long run.
Yeah, that's right. The healing can begin quicker.
He's just being vituperating. It's no big deal.
Thank you.
Yep.
What?
All right. Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, I need some of your tough love. I do okay initially with the ladies. I'm a good-looking guy, and I think I have a decent personality. But once it comes to the intimate part, the ladies aren't that into it. Well, I finally found out why. I went out with this chick last week, and when I went in for the kiss, she said she had to be honest. I have bad breath. Now, on one hand, I'm relieved to know what the problem is. But on the other than chewing gum, I'm not sure what to do. Got any advice? Signed, P1 Steve in OB. Eddie?
Hmm. Dear Super Califragilistic, you have really bad halitosis. Now, this is actually good news for me, man. I need some paint removed from my walls, so if you just schedule a time to come over on my place, it would be great.
That's rude, Eddie. That doesn't even work.
All right, fine.
Eddie is doing paper.
So your breath smells like you've been chewing on a cadaver, huh? Well, my first piece of advice is to stop cleaning yourself with your tongue. I know those hard-to-reach places can really stink. Now, second, your mouth sounds like a Mexican food dumpster, so go ahead and start using bleach as mouthwash, okay? Now, if that doesn't cure the funk, then you may want to wrap that baby diaper of a mouth of yours around a shotgun barrel. I heard the taste of gunpowder can do wonders.
Well, you didn't help anyone.
How do you know?
He helped.
Well, because it's obvious.
We'll find out
later. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure later Steve will be in touch.
Yeah, later we'll see if we can hear
him. He'll write you back and say, you know what? I don't clean myself with my tongue.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
How do you know he does?
Because he smells like ass.
Our next letter reads.
He's got that Zachly mouth. It smells exactly like his ass.
Oh, gosh. Very nice.
Good one.
Our next letter reads.
Thank you. I'll be here all day.
Next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I have a problem that I imagine is the exact opposite of what most women have to deal with. You see, I am really big up top.
Oh, my.
The older I get, the worse my back becomes because of the weight of my breasts. My doctor suggested I have breast reduction surgery, but the problem is I don't have the money or the credit to have it done. I'm at the end of my rope. Do you have any advice? Signed, P1 Dawn from Lakeside. Eddie?
Dear the good, the bad, and the juggy. a little confused. And your problem is...
Pain, Eddie. Excruciating back pain.
God, it's like she's saying, I have too much money, and I want to get rid of it.
You have to carry a lot of money on your chest. Someone would say that.
Money sucks, and I hate it because I'm a total idiot whose brains are in her chi-chi.
Just take your dumb advice. Fine,
I will. I have a surefire way for you to make enough money for your surgery and then some.
What?
It's a simple little job that doesn't even require extensive schooling. It's actually a new fad on the internet called milking.
What?
Well, Mikey, I know you don't, peruse these sites, but
no.
Actually, they dress you up like a cow and hook up milking machines to your owners.
Come on, man.
Eddie!
It's a thing.
Just because you have pink breasts doesn't mean you're lactating.
It's a thing. I'm not one of those crazy kids that goes to those sites. Yeah.
And Sky, is that true?
What do you mean?
If you have big breasts, it doesn't mean you're producing milk?
Shut up.
Of course
it does.
Shut up.
You have to be lactating.
I'm not with the deal.
No, it doesn't.
Honestly, I thought they were swollen with milk.
Excuse me.
Shut up.
Can I get back to helping Dawn? May I get back to helping Dawn?
Please do. Please do.
Dawn, just give me a call and I'll bust right over. I'll show you some tapes on the boob tube. And I'll keep you abreast of all the new moves.
Stop it.
Lastly, I'd like to say the word nipples.
It's just blatant.
What do you want? Just trying to help
your people. Don, contact your insurance company. They'll cover most of it.
You're not a doctor. We don't need you.
An insurance company will cover that surgery.
They'll sue you if you give them out bad advice like that.
What? Screaming out the word nipples is helpful. Okay. My bad.
At least you're admitting it. All right. Give me another one, Mikey.
I got another one in me, buddy.
You're out of hand.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I'm having a hard time with my finances right now. Like, really, really bad. I have a small apartment in PB, and as it is, I can barely afford it. I have a part-time job, but it's just not enough. I heard you guys talking about The Apprentice, too, and it got me to thinking. Maybe I can work for you guys.
Aww.
That would be awesome. What do I have to do to sign up? How did last year's person win? That's signed P1 Anonymous in PB. Eddie?
Dear Boston Rob.
I didn't write that. Dude, you already work here.
I mean, first of all, shouldn't you be screening phone calls or dreaming up a new stunt idea? Or I mean, what are you doing writing me? I thought you were doing okay with the Rock 105 paycheck and all the can collecting. Now you're resorting to trying to do The Apprentice again? I mean, seriously, bro? I mean, what you need to do... Oh, wait, this can't be Boston Rob. They spelled anonymous right.
Okay. Why don't you just help the guy?
All right, fine. Dear P1 Anonymous. You should absolutely enter The Apprentice, too, but don't do what last year's winner did, okay? He likes show tunes and angered 4th and B, okay?
We don't need to insult Levi while we're doing this.
He also angered our program director was named after jeans.
Okay.
Do not go that route, okay?
We don't need to bring him into
named after jeans.
Listen, everyone. Instead,
it's as cute as Wrangler.
Sister Jordash.
Okay.
All right, come on. Tip your waitresses. Okay. Do what Boston Rob did, actually. You actually follow Boston Rob's example. Constantly be a no-show. Speak with a thick Boston accent. And become good friends of ours so we feel really bad for wanting to fire you. And we'll want to, trust me. So, P1 Anonymous, good luck growing out your hair and rarely taking a shower. Enjoy.
Can you hear that?
Coming up, Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Yeah, maybe you should open your ears up, Sky. Huh?
They are open. I've heard a lot of trash for the last 10
minutes.
Then
you would hear.
Turn your ears down.
They're screaming at us.
All right.
You would hear the sound of healing.
Yeah, you're welcome there, San Diego.